Let me know if I'm breathing in there. I want to be on here like.
Oh, you'll be good. All right, cool. Yeah, you'll be good.
I hate when I'm watching some shit in there. I'll breathe.
Yeah, they're tight on it. Yeah.
Well, man, it's an honor. Fucking UFC legend. I'm really, really, like, really grateful you come out to have this conversation with me. So, first and foremost, obviously, everyone knows you got a fight coming up. Not like your normal fight, though, right? Completely different?
Yeah, big part difference.
Do you think it's going to, like, obviously, I'm going to sit here and ask you the question, do you think you're going to win, you're going to lose, whatever. Obviously, I don't think you ever say you're going to lose. But why do you think this fight is going to be easy for you?
Well, I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think any fight's easy.
Yeah.
Even if they get done in a minute or less, and usually that has to do with the preparation and stuff, but I don't want an easy fight. I want hard fights. I want the biggest fights, the best fights that you could get, and that's what I'm aiming for off the bat. To fight on the biggest stage in front of the most people against the biggest opponent, against the most opponent. So I think that's what I'm dealing with here right now at the moment in this point in time, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Obviously, like in your UFC career, you're I don't know if you're as equally as a striker as you are a submission artist, but I know you have a lot more submissions as far as wins go. How is boxing going to be different for you? Because I know you trained boxing prior to even UFC stuff, but like how much of your training throughout your whole UFC career has been striking? Has been boxing?
The whole time I've been boxing. Just like how boxers do, I bring in pro boxers since I've been sparring pro boxers since I was 15, 16 years old, and 16, 17 years old, I train with the best I could find always, and same goes with jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
on the ground, I've always been training with the highest level of jiu-jitsu since I started. When I started at Caesar Gracie jiu-jitsu, I was training with guys named Dave Terrell, Gil Castillo, Caesar Gracie, and the highest level of jiu-jitsu at the time. And I learned right there, we're from the best academy because we train with the highest level of people. So it was all started at once. And so when I started fighting, we found the highest level kickboxers, the highest level jiu-jitsu guys, the highest level wrestlers and boxers. So that's been my whole career.
So before we get into more like how you started into this, I want to address the whole Jake Paul thing, because I've always been curious about this, because like, you know, you saw the Askren fight, we saw these fights that he went into. The Fury one obviously didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go, just because I was so convinced that like Jake had these fights fixed, and there's a lot of people who talk about the fights being fixed because it's just the way it is.
They tell me that too. They're like, tell me you're not going to take a fall against Paul.
Everybody says that to me.
Are you kidding me? You're going to pay me all the money in the world to fall on anybody ever. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
So there was never conversations about stuff like that? About like, yo.
No, if there was, I wish there was so I could tell on him.
Yeah. Okay, I love it.
I know, snitch, but I'll tell on that.
No. I mean, definitely on that. Like that, because I'm curious about that. Because I really wanted to ask you that, because, I mean, from the outside looking in, obviously I don't know you on a super personal level, but you've been clearly one of the most genuine, just like straight up fighters that the UFC's ever seen. Like the way you carry yourself, the way you just like don't give a and you're just unapologetically yourself, which I want to give you a ton of props for that, man. Like you're a legend in the sport.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That's why I really wanted to have this conversation with you about the fight with Jake, because, you know, I saw all the fights and I was like, yo, is this bullshit? Like, is he bullshit? I mean, now it's like you see him fight, you know, he's fighting Tommy. Like, he is really putting in the work and he is really putting in the effort. Yeah. So obviously now it's this fight specifically, I feel like if he loses it to you, everyone's going to be like, go fuck off, Jake, because he already lost the last one. So I think he's coming in really hot. Like, I think he's taking this more serious than ever, also considering it's you. Yeah. Because I think he thinks, like, I mean, he's obviously going for a knockout. You're obviously going for a knockout. But you don't really get knocked out that easily. Yeah. Like, in fact, like, you quite arguably probably one of the most durable fighters, taking the most damage. I guess my question to follow up on that is, how do you think this fight's going to go with you and Jake?
Yeah, I think he's got I could see his passion in fighting, in boxing, just the way he trains and talks about training.
Yeah.
And I know like people who start training with me, that when they start training a little bit or just touch it, it overconsumes their whole life, just like it did me when I started, too. So I could see that in him, and I could smell it in him, and I could see how he puts all his everything into it.
Yeah.
And I know that's a guy you got to worry about, and that's a problem, and the confidence too. That's just that Conor came on a scene like that, and he's coming on a scene like that, and no matter how they go about it, you could see the passion in it, but. I've been in there having that same passion the whole time, and it's still going, and I still believe that I'm here to make history too, to show how it keeps on going past what people have done ever, you know, so until the end of time. And this is just a piece of the pie.
That's how
we do it. And him.
I love it. So let's talk a little bit about like how you really got into fighting in the first place. Like, how did you find the sport? How did you find MMA?
My brother was fighting, or man, don't get me started.
No, we gotta get you started. Gonna go.
So my whole life I'm waking up to my brother fucking with where do I start? I'm in ninth grade, eighth grade, seventh grade, middle school, and my whole neighborhood's coming home. My bedroom door was to the outside of the side of the house. Is my bedroom outside of my brother's room. You go through my room, look at my brother's room, and I'm waking up sixth grade out my window, 11 p.m. on Friday night, 12:30 p.m. A.M. On a Friday night, and I'm waking up to all kind of noise out my window. All these guys, whoa! And I come outside, and my brother and 20 of the homies from the neighborhood are talking about, we're just at this party. We fought these dudes at the whole party. We're like us four. We're back to back against the wall fighting these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
this happened and that happened, and I'm just like looking back and forth at everybody, and I cracked this dude, and then I hit this dude, and I was getting hit, and everybody's talking about the whole fight, like homies versus homies, and
yeah,
I'm just like sitting there like, wow,
yeah.
Man, I can't wait to fight with you guys somewhere, you know, just right off the bat. So then, and then fights happen in high school, fights happen in middle school.
You grew up in it.
I grew up, and everything was every weekend when somebody was fighting, and it was just like, and I wasn't out fighting everybody. I wasn't even like a fighting type of. I was more into just kicking with all the homies and joking and laughing about everything, right? But then it became some thing, and then my brother stopped going to high school. He's like, man, fuck that. He was getting fights with people at school. Started training, and started working at a gym, weightlifting gym, and was doing all kinds of workouts, and in the back of the gym with mats and a boxing ring, and there was a training facility in there, and he started training with the guys. He got me into training with him, and first he came to, I was fighting after school at a park. And he showed, and my family in my neighborhood was already known for fighting people. And so I'm fighting at the park after school. I remember I got into a fight with a kid in like fifth period.
Did you win?
No, well, we got in like, fuck you fight. And we're like, all right, after school at the park, bitch. And then like, so we meet at the park.
Yeah.
And everybody through school, I'm in ninth grade, everybody through school, it's like, all these people know my brother and all my homies. So they're like, walking up to me, like, word got around, they're walking up to me, like, what's up, you can whoop this fool's ass, or school, and I remember hearing him, like, get the fuck off me, what the fuck are you talking to me about, finding this fool, so, because they're putting pressure on, and I'm like, dude, and,
you feel like you had to fight him?
Well, I was gonna fight him, no, had to, we're meeting after school, and, But everybody's coming up to me, you're going to whip this fool's ass? I'm just like, get away from me. And now still to this day, the same thing. It's like media, MMA media. People coming up to me, how's the fight going to go? And so we meet up at the school. After school, I remember it's like probably a quarter mile to the park. And we're walking. And there's just a group of people. Everybody's missing their buses to walk and see the fight. I get to the park. I'm walking up the park, crossing the street. And there's 300 people at the park.
Oh, my God.
So I'm already headlining fights in freshman year at the park. And I get there, and then my brother's there. All the homies are there.
You got that pressure.
Man, so the pressure was on from the beginning, and I'm finally going to park. Anyways, fight goes on 20 minutes, 10 minutes. It felt like 30 minutes, but it's probably 5 minutes long. Yeah. It felt like the longest fight. I'm fighting this guy in front of everybody. I didn't win. He didn't win. We both just socked each other in the face 100 times each.
Yeah.
And we go home. I'm pissed. Police call my house. My mom's like, you're suspended already. 5 days. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm sitting there. And my brother's like already on the way. I'm 13. How old are you when you're a freshman?
Yeah,
Four,
about 13,
14 years old. My brother's 15. And he's like, what's up? You want to come to the gym with me? I'm about had to train right now. I was like, I'm gonna chill. And he's like, you better get up off your ass with that shitty performance earlier at the park. And I was like, I was embarrassed. I grabbed my shit like, fuck, shut up. Went to the gym with him, and I started training right there. And
it was that
basically where it started. Yeah.
And did you never stop? All right, guys. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Check this out. I've talked about this many, many times, but it never is any less important. Mental health. If you guys have struggled with it, or if you're struggling with it, if you just want like a secondary, like unbiased perspective on something that you're trying to figure out, something that you're trying to work through, something you're trying to get through, I highly suggest BetterHelp. They make it really simple and easy for you guys to get someone to talk to that could be unbiased. It's not going to be like your friend giving you advice based on like everything they know about you. It's going to be someone outside that's going to be able to give you advice to help you work through your problems, your issues, whatever you're going through in your life currently. Go to betterhelp.com/rawtalk to get 10% off your first month. Again, so go to betterhelp.com/rawtalk to get 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/rawtalk to get 10% off your first month. Let's get back into this podcast.
Right then, I was about, how old did I say, 14?
14, yeah.
I was kind of in and out a little bit here and there, 14, 15. Then I learned about Gracie Jiu-Jitsu and about how if you were a blue belt, you could take out anybody in the world, any size. And I watch all the Gracie in action tapes and UFC 1. And
so hold on, I got to stop you real quick. So you're talking jiu-jitsu, you think you could take out anyone at any size? In like a...
When I was 14, yeah, okay. I learned that. Like, if you're a blue belt, I'd seen it though, like factual. Like, I'd seen the tapes of big dudes fighting little dudes, and then there's UFC 1 with Royce Gracie, and then all that stuff. And I was like, wow, I already feel like I could whip everybody's ass. Imagine if I learned this shit. So
yeah,
that kicked off right there. So it was on and popping.
I love it. So when did you start to take it really serious? Obviously, you started it there, but when were you like, yo, I'm really like, when did you start to realize you were good at it?
And then I kept going to school, and I was like 16 years old. I remember I had a girlfriend, and we were like, her cousin were all gangsters and shit. And I was like, all right, well, and then she'd be like, I'm with my cousin, and everybody thought they were tight. And I was like, fuck these fools too. I was like, fuck everybody. And whip these fools' ass. Wait, and then I'm talking to her. I'm like, I'll whip their ass. And then I'm like, shh, whatever. And then I'm like, I feel like I'll whip everybody's ass. But 15 years old, you actually kind of got some doubt. And they're like, man, maybe I can't whip all them, but I don't give a fuck. And so I'm like ready to fight all these gangsters and all these big people. And then there's high school, you're a freshman or seniors.
Yeah.
So that's a big difference. Like now 4 years apart ain't big deal. But when you're 15 and there's 17 year old.
Big difference.
Big 250-pound football player. So you're like, so now I'm walking around, I'm like, I'll whip everyone's ass. But I'm like, I don't, the insecurity of not being able to. So then when I started getting into it with her and started piecing ways with her when I was about 15, 16. I quit. I stopped going to school and started doing jiu-jitsu every day. And I remember like 6 months after, every day doing jiu-jitsu with my boys and my brother. And I was like, on there like, you're doing a tournament. You're doing tournaments in 6 months. And we're like, so we're training for the tournament. And I remember some homies calling me up like, yo, what's up? Homies is over here and they're from, let's roll over there. Let's go to the party about my girlfriend's new boyfriend and her friend. And he's like, homies hit me up like, woo. And by this time now I'm training every day. I'm good. What am I look like over there tripping off this girl anyway?
Yeah.
And then plus I have actually a tournament in like 3 months. I didn't tell him that, but I'm thinking, I got a tournament in like 3 months. Against some like actual real competition, because now I'm training everywhere. I'm f***ing up anybody, big guys, little guys, people. I'm like, these guys aren't even an issue for me.
Yeah.
So it became the new issue was the competition I had to go compete at. So
prior to like the competition, like the actual like legit competition, was it just like gang shit where you grew up, like little kid, like gang shit, or just like.
Yeah, but not really like gangs, but you know, yeah, I guess. But we're like the homies.
Yeah.
But I wasn't into fights everywhere, but it was just like that. Like, if I wasn't fighting, somebody was fighting somebody always.
So. Where did you develop the idea of like, fuck it, I'll just beat the fuck out of anyone?
Yeah, that's
because I love that.
That's
about
what
you.
I mean, though. When I was younger, it was a chip on my shoulder because I was just a kid. I had a girlfriend, and then my brother and all my homeboys fought everybody everywhere anyway. So it just kind of was there, like everybody fights.
Yeah,
you know. And then when I got older and started competing, I thought, like, oh wow, that shit was all crazy.
Yeah, when you realize, yeah, what the fuck was I doing? Crazy.
That's all crazy. Cool though.
Yeah,
still cool. I think people who are down to squad people, but I'm like, there's no need to fight everywhere. Or
what's the
like
biggest
that,
dude you've ever fought?
Ah, it's not that big. I don't know.
You think you beat me in a street fight?
Huh?
You think you beat me in a street fight?
You in a street fight?
Yeah.
You're a podcaster, brother.
I love it. So the answer is then yes, yeah?
Of course.
I love it.
Yeah, not you personal, though, but anybody, any size is like easy.
No, I was talking about me.
Yeah.
Because I asked Devin Haney. Devin Haney thought the boxer, he thought he beat me in a street fight 150.
Yeah. But. Yeah, he probably fucked you up too, though.
You think so?
But,
no, I'm 260.
I said probably fuck you up.
You think a 150 pound dude?
I think.
Realistically.
You're talking about Devin Haney, the boxer.
The boxer, yeah. 150.
No, I think he'd fire on you, but if you grabbed a hold of him, like. It's different, and you're talking about me too. So it's different. Like, look,
you're different to me than
that. I know. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you fought Devin Haney, you got to get him good. You got to grab that little.
Fucker. Oh, that's it.
Yeah. And that's it, right? So you get a hold of him. You grab a hold of Devin Haney. He's probably most likely dead.
Yeah. But you.
You grab different. A hold of me, you're dead. Straight up.
I love it.
Because that's just different.
I don't know.
That's just a whole other story, though. That's a real fight, though.
I think I might be able to get you.
Yeah. You won't.
Dude, I fucking love
give
it.
Give it a try, though.
Oh, my God. What? One of these
that's
days.
That's the difference.
What's that?
I said, that's the difference.
What's the difference?
That fucking jiu-jitsu versus boxing. What are you going to do? You're going to grab that for and smash him. You grab hold of me. Big trouble.
Yeah, different. One of these days, we should fuck around, though.
Tomorrow, tonight.
Bro, I would love that.
Let's go after this.
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would love that. But I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to hurt you before the fight.
Nah, you won't. I got actually a little homie out back that we got. You go with Eli.
Which one? Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I go with him first, and then if I get the good.
You get him, then you get.
I got to level up. But no, I know you're different. I knew you're different. I just want to ask you that question.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers probably real mad at me right now.
It is about 100% different, though.
100%.
There's jiu-jitsu and there's fucking boxing. Boxers don't understand. boxing does. I mean, they probably do too. Not really, but.
No, because they're just,
turtles on their back.
Well, they're just thinking about this. They're just thinking about this.
And they think they're going to get an uppercut. Before you, it's like you're not gonna get the uppercut.
Yeah. So okay. So, as far as like your career go, I have a question about. So you're completely done with the UFC. Will you ever come back? Like, will you ever fight again in the UFC?
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when that would be?
I'm gonna get this fight done with, and then everything changes with everything fight. People don't understand that everything changes. With every fight, like the fight show last week and every fight show that happens changes the whole fucking how do you say it? Like, there's a whole bracket.
Like,
when
as far
a fight happens, everything changes. Like, you know,
even
like,
a fight that's out of the UFC.
Good, out of the UFC, big performances, good performances, motherfuckers popping up. Publicity. Jake Paul comes in the scene yelling crazy shit at people.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, this guy actually thinks he'll beat everybody's fucking ass, and it's louder than all you fools who are really beating people's ass.
Yeah.
So now I have to step the fuck out the box real quick and whip this motherfucker's ass so everyone knows who's the real ass whipper. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So yeah. I was like, well, that's a mismatch of this and that. You're this guy. I'm like, well, then you fucking fight a motherfucker. Make sure that the best fights happen that everybody wants to see need to happen, because that's what I'm here to see when I'm watching fighting.
That's what we all want to
see. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, and this fool's popping off, and everybody's like, we're a real fighter. I'm like, oh, yeah, prove it, motherfucker. We'll beat his ass for talking shit.
Yeah, I like it. So that's you think there's some people in the fight game that are just kind of like, they're pussy for talking like that? Because, like, if they say it, but they're not outstepping to do it. But then again, they don't all get the opportunity to do it, right? Because Jake's also picking people that he knows is going to make a big fight. Like, you, I know, historically, have pulled, like, massive pay-per-view numbers. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's trying to go towards you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like a fucking... You're a
star. Going after everybody, though.
That's true.
People don't understand that, though. Fighters are like, what? But on that big a stage where he's making everybody believe that, like, you're letting this guy talk shit to the whole roster, and they know what's saying shit, on louder than the roster.
Yeah.
The UFC's big, but the roster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why did you
And then he was talking shit to Conor.
Yeah, he was trying to get the Conor fight.
He was talking shit to Conor and dissing his wife and shit on some real disrespectful stuff that he shouldn't have been saying. And nobody's saying shit. I'm the one who said, fucking shut the fuck up, bitch. That fool will whoop your real ass. Have some, your ass for real, and have some respect.
Like in real life, too.
You're going to disrespect somebody's wife and stuff like that who will actually whoop your ass to get a fight like that. That surpasses the fight game.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real fight, and you should shut the fuck up. And no one's saying anything because everybody's acting like the whole roster of the UFC. Everybody's acting like
he's a fake fighter.
Really fight. I'm like, yeah, but he should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And no one's speaking up and saying shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So they shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then everything escalated to whatever, and I'm like, all right, well, shit. Let me handle what I got to handle, and then I'll be out. So, remember, I saw you over there. I wasn't fine. Yeah.
We was at the in Vegas.
Yeah, I think my brother was fine that day, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we was in Vegas. I ran into you.
Yeah, but I was like, I gotta wait someone to ask to get this show on the road. But they didn't want to let me go.
Yeah, I remember I asked you. I was like, yeah, because like
you asked me about Paul.
Yes,
you asked me about Paul. Remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shit, I gotta. I'm not gonna talk shit though. I'm not a shit talker.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go fucking say, oh, I'm gonna fight Paul. I'm like, second contract. Let me get out of contract and handle what I gotta.
I remember that conversation.
And then and it was an option for sure, but there were a bunch of options the whole time. There were options.
Yeah.
But I was in contract, so I'm not going to be like, yo, I'll fucking fight him like this. Talking shit. People are talking a bunch of shit now, you know?
Yeah.
Like Jake talking shit to Connor and everybody and the whole ride. Everybody's just sitting back like, oh, what was that? I'm like, someone tell him to shut the fuck up.
Do you think Connor would ever fight him?
If he was free, yeah, I'm sure he would fight him. Why would you not? He's fucking talking all the shit. And he's like, you need to fight people like on the...
Yeah.
There's fucking criteria, you know what I'm saying, and that motherfucker meets it, and a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't also, and then those people you find in the bathroom.
Yo, I love that. I love it. Okay, so holy shit. Fight him in the bathroom. So with the Jake stuff, have you done anything differently with the training? A random
bathroom that no one knows about.
Have you ever cracked anyone in the bathroom?
No, they didn't deserve it. If they fucking with me, I'm a counter fighter. I don't start problems with people.
Yeah.
But if problems come at you, you gotta defend yourself.
Yeah, for sure. So have you done anything differently in your training with Jake? I'm assuming it's probably just all boxing at this point, because that's it.
Less jiu-jitsu. I can feel all my jiu-jitsu partners like looking at me like, when? Get your ass back over here. So I'm gonna come train with all of them when I'm done. During too a little bit too, but
I want to when the I'm cardio. Done
when I'm coming back with vengeance, ready to roll.
So you
ready
are
to roll,
yo. These guys, I feel like you're talking to them personally.
Everybody trains that I roll with anyway. Nice. So,
so
them too.
You're gonna get back to the UFC after this, yeah?
most likely I'm gonna go back. I mean, if they'll have me, I would love to go back to UFC. Yeah.
What does Dana think about you fighting Jake?
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm my personal opinion. I think Dana White wants me to whip his ass, but he don't want to say that he wants me to whip his ass because he's got, that's not his business. He's gonna stay out of it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I think he really doesn't care. If I get my ass whipped, then he'd be like, I told you guys, you know what I'm saying? Either way, yeah. I got love for Dana either way. I don't care what he says. That's all business. And
no, I love
Dana. I just want to do my thing and get back to where,
yeah,
what I do is fight for real.
Do you think he'll let you back if you lose to Jake?
It's a possibility. We'll see what happens. It's a possibility. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So I have a question about like your training, but not specifically like the fight training, your nutrition stuff. Do you do anything different? Like, have you done anything different for this camp that you didn't do for any of your other fights, or you just always kind of do the same shit?
Yeah, I ate a lot of food. A lot of food.
Like, you get your weight.
That's what we're saying, nutrition, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been eating a lot of food and getting heavier. I do the same things.
Cause what is his weight at? Didn't he? You had to come up to his weight.
Yeah, I gotta go to 185.
Do you feel slower?
I did at first when I was eating a bunch of food and trying to get big. It was like I was on a weight gain diet. I was eating all kinds of stuff and getting as big as I could, and then to a certain point, I was just like, dude, I'm lazy and tired, and I'm working out like a meathead right now. I'm lifting weights and like bodybuilding and all that stuff, and it makes you tired and lazy.
Didn't make me tired and lazy.
No, I mean, carrying the extra weight.
Yeah,
it
for
makes
sure.
me tired and drowsy. So at a certain point, I eased up on it. I got a new rhythm and a new plan that I kind of created on my own, and I had a lot more energy and started doing things. I was eating a lot at first and blowing up as much as I could, and then now I kind of do a fast for half the day and get down when I get down.
Do you notice fast?
Before, every 2 hours, bam, 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 bam. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted everywhere I go. I'm like about to train, doing the stuff I love to do and like to do, and I'm sitting there like, oh, man, I don't even want to go.
Tired.
All right, it's time to go. Yeah, but then I stopped and I eased up on a little weight, and then I have more energy, and I kind of got in rhythm now.
Yeah, fasting's amazing, man. I've been doing it for years. Yeah. Like, I have so much more mental clarity.
Yeah.
Do you train fasted?
Well, my whole career I trained and fasted pretty much, because I was making 155 from when I was 18 until I was about 24, 26, something like that.
Yeah.
And I was making 155. It was insane. I was on a diet all day, running all day,
yeah,
training, and then running again. It was nonstop.
Basically,
I was in jail for like a lot of years. Just when you're starving, you're in jail, dude. It's horrible.
Oh my god!
Like, nobody knows hunger. Like I've been probably done the most drastic weight cuts ever.
What was the hardest weight cut you've ever had for what fight?
Probably when I fought. There were like six of them. They were all through. I can't even say. I'm going to say when I was about 20, 21 to I was about 24. I was cutting weight drastically. And then I'd blow up after a fight. I'd blow up from 155. I'd be a week later, I'd be 185, 188.
Fuck.
Like 4 days as
That's
in
a
week.
Rebound.
Oh yeah. And then so anytime I wasn't fighting, I was just fat as hell. And then I'd just be like, okay, time 2 months, and I had real strong discipline where I'd pig out and drink some beer and hang out, and then it'd be like, okay, 2 months is tomorrow, 2.5 months is tomorrow. I'd like get down, and then I'd like wake up, and I'd have eggs in the salad for lunch. And
did you ever have a hard time sticking to your diet when you had to, or was it just like that?
I was pretty disciplined, and when it was like that, but nowadays it's harder, so that's why I'm like, go up. I'm like, all right, so eat a lot more. I'm like, man, I almost miss a diet more. So then I started doing the fasting, and I started feeling better, and I started feeling normal and feeling
fasting's amazing,
thinking better,
bro.
For sure.
Amazing. So is your diet typically like, are you not a vegan, are you? All right, guys, quick interruption from this podcast, Trifecta Nutrition. Check this out. If you guys are looking for the number one, easily, hands down, number one meal prep service in the entire nation,
I've been working with Trifecta for years. I've been eating it for years. There's tons of different ways you guys can do it. If you guys want like paleo meal plans, if you want clean, classic, if you want low carb, all this kind of stuff. You guys can choose what kind of meal plan you want, or you could also get a la carte, which is what I do. I'll get like rice and bison and like vegetables, and I'll just kind of like cook it as I see fits for me. Cause a lot of times I either need less or more calories in my meals, but Trifecta Nutrition, everything's like organic, like grass fed. It's like just really, really high quality. You guys are going to love it. Give it a shot. TrifectaNutrition.com/Bradley Martin. Again, that link, click it. It should be here somewhere on the screen. Find it. If you guys have been trying to figure out how you want to like get close to your goal, whether it's fat loss or building muscle, whichever it is, this will set you up in the right place. Obviously, you got to figure out how many calories you need to get in, but this will make it really, really simple. Everything is labeled. Everything is showing you exactly how much, so you're able to just kind of calculate it properly. But give it a shot. TrifectaNutrition.com/Bradley Martin. Let's get back into this podcast.
So I
vegetarian.
I'll go on and off for months at a time, but I'm pretty much vegan, but I don't do gluten, but not 100%.
So you don't eat meat.
And I don't, but I do eat seafood and I do eat eggs.
Oh, so fuck chicken and fuck fish.
Yeah, I don't eat. I eat fish though.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same. Fucking we eat them.
I don't eat chicken or red meat or anything.
No, but like the chickens that have the eggs, fuck them. You know, for the vegans, right?
Yeah, but I'm not like vegan like that.
You're not vegan like that.
I'm vegan because I messed up my diet, my fucking, the way my body worked. I'm not like a...
So did you ever get blood work done to see like what works best for you?
Nah.
You just figured it out.
I just know what I feel. I do everything by feel, like what feels better. And when I stopped eating meat, I loved meat. I was like grubbing on carne asada burritos all day long. Man. That was my thing. And I started cutting weight, and I was like, I was doing everything I could. I was running all day, working out all day, on a diet, exhausted. And my brother was like, quit eating meat. And he's like, quit eating meat and cheese, you'll start shedding weight. And I stopped that, and I did. I started dropping like 2 pounds.
Doing
the
same stuff.
Yeah, same stuff. Just cut the meat and the dairy, and so I made weight. And then I would train for 2.5 months. I'd fight, and then I started fighting real consistently. I fought like 5 times a year for a couple years.
Yeah.
And
this is really interesting. Did you feel better too while you were eating the fish and the eggs?
So when I started cutting weight, I didn't really notice on how I felt. I've noticed that I didn't like seafood and shit as much as I like meat. Yeah, but I didn't notice the feeling. And then I fought. 2.5 months went by. I stopped dairy. I stopped meat. I cut like a 6-7 extra pounds easy and easier. And then I fought. And then so I'd go back and I'd like have some tri-tip with the homies at a barbecue and eat a bunch of real stuff and then a bunch of meat and stuff. And then so then I started fighting actively 5 times a year, and I 2 months I dieted, I fought, and then afterwards I was like, let's have some meat. And then I'd eat some meat, and then my stomach would get all jacked up. And then they'd be like, yo, we're coming over tomorrow, we'll run at 10 a.m. I'm like, all right, cool. I get up and I'm like, man, I don't feel like running. I'd be like, you know, gotta go to the bathroom a bunch, and I wasn't working, like I couldn't move as quick as everybody. And then I'd go on the run anyway, but I'd feel like shit.
Yeah.
So then I'd train for the fight 2 months, I'd do it again, and then I'd be like, I remember eating like a fettuccine alfredo, like getting down and like, hey, this is the bomb. And then I was like jacked up for 3 or 4 days. So after a certain point of actively fighting and actively making weight, I was like, I'm done with that shit.
So you just realized you felt better.
I'm not down for that feeling anymore. And still to this day, if you cook a bunch of meat by me, like some ribs and some stuff like that, it still smells good and looks good and everything.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm good off the feeling.
You like just the way that it makes you feel better.
The way it makes me feel better for sure. I perform, I get a lot more done. And
that's something I feel like I need to try. Because I've been running more. Not that I'm like trying to like, obviously I'm not fighting and shit, but the fish and the eggs, what? Oh yeah, so you gonna bring that in here?
Go see if you got it.
Yeah, bring it in here.
This is, I wanted to talk about this too. The weed thing is like, it's like, I was asking you earlier before we, before you walked in here. Obviously I didn't know that it was illegal, but I was asking you, had you ever been high, like in a fight, but you smoked before you came up to a fight, but I guess there's time before the fight, so it's not active in your system.
Yeah. You can't smoke. The old rules, I think you would have to stop for a month, but I'd stop a couple weeks out, and then nowadays everything's different. So like in Texas, I'm gonna have to stop about a couple weeks out. So
oh shit, because that's part of your, that's kind of like part of your training, the smoking, no? You said you, I mean, can you talk? Can you talk about this? All good?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I smoke when I train. I smoke whenever I want. But
I love it. Would you consider yourself a pothead? Because you got to be like the most active.
No, I know some potheads.
No, you're not that.
No.
No. But you're, I mean, damn, I'm impressed. I'm impressed how much you get done smoking like that.
Let me see my brother when I was younger. He would.
Let me get some just... For the vibes, for the culture, right here. I have to do it.
My brother would smoke so much weed all my whole life. It was crazy. Like in fifth grade, mom was like, quit smoking in here. I'm waking up to the whole house just smelling like weed. I'm like, duh.
When did you start smoking weed?
Not till I was a little older, probably like 14 or 15.
That's a little older?
I smoked a little bit. Yeah. I love that. Well, my brother and all of them were smoking weed the whole fucking time when I was a third grader and a little kid.
Yeah, I remember all my friends smoked weed. I was so afraid of doing it. So afraid of doing it. To this day, if I smoke too much, I get real bad anxiety. Are there any other drugs that you like, recreational drugs that you enjoy? Can you talk about?
I pretty much just smoke weed and
I
eat some mushrooms here and there.
I love mushrooms. Big mushroom guy right here.
I eat more mushrooms now than ever, actually, though, because like I never microdose.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, I never microdosed before.
So you just take a bunch of mushrooms.
Well, when I was younger, yeah, we would always eat like an eighth or three or four grams or something like that, and we would just be. And people would start microdosing. Like, you just run around eating mushrooms around like a normal person. That's weird. That's crazy.
That's weird?
Well, I thought that would be crazy, but then I ate a little bit of mushrooms a couple times and it was cool.
What do you like about it? It's so, I mean, for me, it's just like, just changes the mood. It kind of makes you a little bit more open and aware.
Yeah.
Like easier to learn things, easier to understand. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken mushrooms like microdose and then train? I wonder what that's like. Because I'll take microdoses and I'll train, obviously, but it's bodybuilding, different than fighting.
Yeah, I fucking ate some mushrooms one time and we're all going to box, me and all the homies. And we didn't have nobody coming in to spar, so we're like, fuck it, we all ate some shrooms. And then we're going in, and my coach was there. He's going to make us all spar each other. And then I was good. But then we got in there, and I was like, oh, I'm fucked up. I hope I don't get hit right now. And it was fucking sketchy. But then I actually did really good. But, yeah, I'd rather not. Either way, I'll deal with it. But I don't like to eat them, like, when I'm training or anything.
Yeah. But the weed you do pretty consistently.
I don't care. I'll do all that shit whenever, actually. Sometimes I'll end up rolling around a little bit. I'll be like, fuck.
Do you think Connor would ever fight you again?
Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and him should be fighting. I would like... I mean, I'm not, like, asking this fool to go do shit or nothing, but, like, he's got some...
I'd love to see it.
I want to see him. We'll go whip some fucking ass myself. Yeah. Like, I know he'll beat up all these motherfuckers who think they're tight, but... At a certain point, our times will come.
I'd love to see
everything is about timing. I used to get mad about a lot of shit. Like, I wanted a rematch right off of when I gave him the rematch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that fight was back to back.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And I figured just roll a thumb, too. I was like, yo, all right. Well, I'll get mine back then. And then this fool fucking. I've always been the key to people getting shit, though, for like people don't pay attention. And they're not supposed to because it's my life, not theirs. But. People fucking, like, I was fighting a lot of fighters for a lot of years, and everybody who fought me got a title shot.
Yeah.
And, like, if I won, then I would just fight somebody else. But if they won, they would get a title shot. So what is that, stepping stone or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Well, I was like young too, though, because I had all the entertaining fights. Everybody's watching me. So like, we want this guy to be a guy. Put him against Nate.
Yeah, you fought a lot of the top guys.
I always fought the top guys. I fought like four fights in UFC, and after that, I fought ranked opponents the whole time.
Yeah, every time.
Then till all the way till now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And was that by design for you, or just like that's what they were throwing?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to fight no lames. I want to fight the good people, always, you know? And that's why I believe people will remember my fight forever compared to other people's fights, because even I got the losses and shit. People like his losses. Like, hey, half the people I fought that I beat want to rematch me now. I'm like, but then who really won?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's forever, and I think that fucking, like, people fuck real shit, and I don't even think they're conscious of it. Like, a lot of people are like, okay. Who? That's why I feel my folks, because they feel me. That's fucking...
Yeah, you're a real one. Who are some of the, in your opinion, the most impactful fighters in the sport, in the UFC? Besides yourself, obviously, because that'd probably be the answer. I'd say, like...
My brother, BJ Penn.
BJ Penn. You know, BJ Penn was the reason why I went viral years ago when I jumped out of a pool.
Oh, really?
I first went viral.
Oh, because he did that.
Because he jumped out of the hot tub.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
3 feet.
I jumped out of a 4.5 foot, but I'm not measuring.
Yeah, no, tight.
I'm a little taller.
Now I know, though. That's sick.
But no, that's why I did it, because I saw him do it.
And you knew you could do it when you seen it. You're
like, yeah, I was like, everyone thought it was cool because he went viral, and I was like, I could do that shit. But yeah, he inspired me on that. But okay, continue. Other fighters.
BJ Penn, I got a lot of love for BJ Penn, and he's fucking dope. My brother, first and foremost, is the guy.
Yeah.
But I think he brought impact to a lot of shit, and he was one of the first ones. Like, they wanted him on Ultimate Fighter when he was young. He's like, fuck that, I'm going somewhere else. He went and did some other shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's when he fought Gomi, no? When he they want him on Ultimate Fighter. I don't know. That might have been before. I gotta look at the books. I gotta look at the playbooks. What happened? But he left and did his own thing. He was never like, and then the UFC always won him back. He ended up back too. But he went and got titles everywhere. So and set the game. Chael Sonnen did a lot of things. Chael Sonnen's the man. BJ Penn, I got love for BJ Penn. He's the shit. Yeah. I used to watch BJ Penn stuff all the time. And then he had a fight. Him and Nick were fighting. My brother and I was like, fuck.
It's big. That'd be
I like, there. Fucking BJ, what the hell? Don't fight my brother. But then it all got done and over with, and time went by, and I still see BJ Penn doing tight shit. Who else? Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell is the man. OG. Royce Gracie. Who you got? What about you?
I mean, it's a lot, definitely, as far as impactful, the ones you said. I mean, I would also say Connor, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. And Connor, for sure. I thought that's what it started with, right? Was Connor. That's why I was mad, though, because that's why he's just popping up on the scene after I've been on the scene for hella years. It's like, whoa, I'm shit. Whoa, excuse me.
Well, he was the loudest.
That's what I mean, though. And then they were like, hell yeah, and they're kicking it in the ass. I'm like, when I say fuck you, everybody says shut up.
Yeah.
So I was hot. I was like, nah. And I left it alone. But then when he went to a press conference with everybody, all the fighters, and he started popping off to Cowboy Cerrone and all the guys in the bigger weight class, I was like, all right, cool. Now I got some of the disaster wimp. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't go yelling at a 45-pounder.
Yeah, I get it.
So I was like, he started popping up to the big guy. Like, whoa, whoa. I was like, all right, cool. Now I'm not out of line.
Yeah.
Because I ain't no bully. I'm like...
Yeah,
I don't even like the bully feel. That's what I'm saying. So I just like a little 45-pound loud ass motherfucker getting all the love. Ain't nobody showing me no love when I say fuck you. And and fucking so I got nowhere to do. And then Johnson just knocked out Poirier's fucking bitch ass, cleaned his clock, right? That's what happened. Slept him. And I'm like, oh, I'll fight him then, either ranked number 5 or something. And I hadn't fought for a minute, and I was like, all right, cool. And I popped in, and that's when I was like, I'm going to get the Conor fight off of whipping this fool's ass. So I don't know how we started. What happened?
No, I was just asking about the top fighters you thought that had an impact. But yeah, I want to ask you.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I'm like, you're making an impact. I ain't going to let this motherfucker make the impact. I'm going to make the impact.
No, I'm definitely, right? You're 100% as a fan.
That's the same thing that's going with Jake right now. Like, you're over here making an impact too. Yeah. He is. He's making an impact. But you know what I'm saying? No, don't interrupt on my motherfucking impact. I'm going to have to impact back on your ass.
No, you're definitely.
Double impact.
Bro, remember? You're definitely one of those guys, 100%. There's no doubt about that. You are one of those guys. I'm going to make sure you know that. And that's as a fan, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You need to know that.
Yeah. I found back, too. I've been watching all your shit.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dope.
So I have a question about your fights in fight history. What was your hardest fight you'd ever say? The hardest fight you ever had?
I always say it, but there's a guy I fought named Josh Neer. He was my fucking... He's my boy now, though. We're homies. But Josh Neer fought my brother. My brother is the dopest fighter you ever met in your whole life, better than anyone. And I seen Nick do the craziest stuff my whole life. And he fought Josh Neer. And Nick was murking everybody, like whipping ass all over. And Josh Neer popped up like, "What's up?" And they fought. And then this was fighting him for 3 rounds hard, and Nick's doing his thing, hitting him a lot, and then I was like, this fucking guy's crazy. And then Nick ended up finishing him in the 3rd round, though. Most people Nick finished were all in the 1st round and maybe the 2nd round. And then he fought Josh Neer, and I was like, dude, this was crazy. And then anyway, time went by, and then he went down to 155 where I was fighting at. And I asked for a better opponent. I was beating people. That's when I first got to the UFC. I beat a few people.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I need some contenders. I need some top guys because I ain't trying to play around in here. And so they gave me Josh Neer, who was one of the top 5 guys. That's right when I started fighting top people. And it was my hardest fight. And I was like, they're like, all right, you're fighting Josh Neer. I was like, all right, cool. And then I went and watched him fight like hundreds of times. And I was like, this dude's not playing around. He's an angry white dude. He don't say nothing. He just sits there hella mad and fights people just like Nick, kind of. And so I was already like, this fool wants to. And Nick already beat him. So I was like, this guy wants to whip my ass. Yeah, so then when we're going to fight, he wants to whip my ass. Sure. Most people are just like, whatever, I'm here to do my thing. Yeah, good luck. They try to be, this guy's pissed.
Yeah, he's
like,
on revenge.
This fucking guy's pissed.
Yeah.
And we ended up fighting, and I watch his fight so much, and I trained so perfect for him that everything was like, he threw a punch, I slipped it, like right under it, grabbed him. Everything, but he countered everything, and it was like, if you watch that fight, me versus Josh Neer, it was 100 miles an hour. It's a good fight. There's a lot of stuff. We're on the ground. We're standing up.
Yeah.
That kicked it all off right there.
Yeah,
like,
and
oh,
you started
shit.
Fighting.
Now I got all type guys from there on. I fought all type guys my whole career till now.
Yeah. What was your favorite fight?
My favorite?
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite. I mean, it was great that I beat Conor because everyone loved that shit.
That was huge.
You want to know what's crazy about that shit is fucking... I knew he was making a scene and getting pissed, but that was bigger than I even thought it was.
That fight was huge.
I'm like, oh, and then everybody started coming out. You thought I was going to lose too? Fuck you. You thought I was going to lose? Yeah. So that was a pretty impactful fight, right?
Yeah, it was huge.
And then... I feel like I've had a, for different reasons, a lot of different things that affect me.
When you're in the ring, does like everything outside of the ring, the octagon, just like go black, like disappear, and you're just in it? Or do you notice what people are saying? Do you notice the cheering? Like, I've always been curious about that.
I could see more clear what's going on outside of the ring, like with the whole room, than probably anybody in the room.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're aware of all of that.
Yeah. You walk out and people are going crazy and you see people, you know, and like,
even while you're fighting?
Yeah. Like, I fight more like training. I could hear people and see what's going on. But I remember walking out and shit, going into a fight. sometimes people, I'll see people I know and they're like, oh, going crazy. And, I see them like, what's up? And they're like, fucking, they're like looking right through me. I'm like, yo, all right, dude, chill. I'm like, I see what's going on. Can you get a control of yourself? I'm the one who might get my ass whipped. You'll be freaking out.
You ever trip like how like it is a trippy sport? Like, you're literally going in there like to basically like kill each other. Like, obviously you guys aren't dying. I mean, I guess you technically could, but do you ever realize like how actually kind of crazy it is? You're just showing up to fight. Like, I mean, I guess it's the most primal type of thing to do. It's like real life gladiators without fucking weapons and shit.
No, it's crazy. That's what I mean. I can see what's going on with everybody. More than they can see what's going on with me. I'm like, rat, fuck
yeah. So you're 38 now, yeah? How much longer do you think you're gonna fight for? Let me grab that too. Yeah, grab that too. You were trying to ash it or what? No, he wanted to smoke it. Yeah. How much longer are you going to fight for?
I don't plan on stopping. Yeah, whatever. We'll see what happens.
What else do you do outside of the fight game as far as like business and stuff goes?
I got a clothing brand, Represent Gear.
Yeah.
I got a CBD brand. I got some stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And we got gyms. We got a couple gyms. We got Lodi Gym, Stockton Gym, LA Gym. Where we at right here in LA?
Studio City.
So you got a gym in Studio City?
Yeah. We got my coach, Ernie Reyes, one of my kicking coaches.
Oh, right on.
Made him open the spot right here. Studio City, right?
What's it called?
It's called NDA Los Angeles Ninja Headquarters.
Okay. And then what gyms do you have in Stockton?
I got NDA Stockton, NDA Lodi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Nick Diaz Academy. It's my brother. Started me and a bunch of black belts under him, under Caesar Gracie, and we're running those.
So jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu, yeah, but everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
So that, the CBD, the clothing, what else do you do?
I train all day with the homies.
You really live that life? Like, you train every day?
Yeah.
Never, like, no matter what?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Yeah. So once you're in it, it's never out of it, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think you'd be doing if you ever did something different? I feel like you're the guy who probably can't answer that question.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do anything different just for now.
You were like born for this shit. Yeah. What do you think you could get best at? Like, what do you think you need to get better at in the fight game?
Not much. Show goes on, man. We're gonna keep training.
I love it.
We're gonna keep training, keep fighting, and I have no ending plan.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do shit next, but I'm pretty sure I'll do everything I could next.
Yeah. All right, so August 5th, Jake Paul, what round are you winning?
I'm just going to win. Training hard, going to win. August 5th, let's do this.
I'm excited. I'm ready to see it. I'm going to show up, actually.
Are you coming with us or what?
Yeah, I'm down.
You got to come on our side.
Oh, I'm down. Yeah, someone got to sync me up. Whoever's doing it, I'll pull up for real.
Hell yeah.
I'm for real. Well, I appreciate you coming, man. Like, blessed, grateful to have you here. I'm a fan, you know, first and foremost. I want to let you know. And honestly, I hope you beat the shit out of Jake Paul.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm just being honest.
Are you cool with Jake Paul?
I am.
You got
it? Yeah. I don't have problems with him. I just, like, I just want to see him, like, lose. Because he lost Tommy Fury, but he didn't lose in, like, a way where... Because honestly, if he gets knocked out... It's just gonna be such a meme that I just want to see that, and maybe that's kind of fucked up, but that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Because if you knock this guy out, it would just be a fucking meme. Yeah. But also, if he knocks you out, he's gonna turn you into a fucking meme.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
What's the sad story?
Fighting.
Yeah, especially nowadays on the internet, man.
Yeah,
he turned you a fucking meme real quick.
I'll fuck you up.
So don't become a meme. Turn him into a meme, please.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother.
Of course, man.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.